6.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Ryan Trump meet ISIS attack. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump is set to meet with House Speaker Paul Ryan today as Republican leaders work to unite the party. The latest from correspondent Ryan Nobles.
The biggest holdout among Republicans of Donald Trump's candidacy for president remains House Speaker Paul Ryan. Ryan will meet with Trump Thursday against the backdrop of some new pressure within his own conference.
I don't understand all these people that are out there on the Never Trump bandwagon. I think he did earn the support of the Republican Party by winning the nomination.
That is Congressman Raul Labrador. After meeting with the House conference, Ryan offered a path that would allow him to support Trump without having to support every one of his controversial positions. In Washington, I'm Ryan Noble.
ISIS claimed responsibility for three car bombings in Baghdad Wednesday.
The attack sparked renewed anger from Iraqis already deeply distrustful of their government.
That's correspondent Jim Sciutto, who reports those attacks killed more than 90 people. I'm Elliot Francis. Investigators in West Texas say the explosion at a fertilizer plant that killed 15 people more than 3 years ago was a criminal act. Latest from correspondent Alan Skaya.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives won't confirm exactly what started the fire. But Special Agent in Charge Robert Elder says ATF has spent $2 million on the investigation.
Costs which have included rebuilding to exact specification portions of the West plant in order to determine exactly what happened.
And he says the cause of the fire was not natural.
We came to the conclusion after we ruled out all reasonable accidental and natural causes. And after the extensive testing.
ATF and the District Attorney's Office are offering a reward for information that leads to an arrest. Alan Skaya, West Texas.
George Zimmerman is auctioning off the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin back in 2012. Calling it a piece of American history, Zimmerman says he'll use the money from the sale to fight against the Black Lives Matter movement and Hillary Clinton's anti-firearm rhetoric. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Metro's Board of Directors meets today as it deals with the latest directives from the Federal Transit Administration.
The FTA is ordering Metro to get repairs done on three sections of track as soon as possible, which Metro says will force them to shuffle around the Safe Track program schedule. Metro's also saying in response to another FTA directive, they'll be slowing down acceleration speeds in the core of the system to use up less electricity. At the same time, elected officials are starting to work on finding Metro a dedicated funding source for the long term. This is Council of Governments Chair Roger Berliner.
We're really not that far away. I think what will be happening next is meeting with our chief financial officers of the relevant jurisdictions and seeing what advice and counsel they have.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Usually the district has to submit its budget to Congress for final approval, but not this year after the district claimed budget autonomy. And now a House committee is convening a hearing today.
In 2013, D.C. residents passed a referendum giving the city permission to spend local tax dollars without congressional approval. House Republicans challenged the decision, saying it wasn't binding, but
the Superior Court has ruled in favor of the budget autonomy referendum.
A House committee still contends the referendum isn't valid. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says the purpose of today's hearing
is to lay the predicate for what they are hoping to do, which is to overturn the district's budget autonomy referendum.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton is getting behind the push for D.C. statehood, promising to be what she calls a vocal champion for statehood. And while she was at it, Clinton criticized Donald Trump for failing to say what he would do. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,711, the NASDAQ at 4761. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 20 to tie the Major League record as the Nats beat Detroit. The O's win their fourth straight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good start on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Some foggy conditions, a little bit of mist and drizzle, so take it easy as you're out and about this morning. They did have the overnight road work on the Maryland Beltway heading inner loop from Colesville Road as you head over toward New Hampshire Avenue. Keep alert there, picking up the last of the barrels there. No problems, 95 Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, you check out fine. Into Virginia on 66, good, enjoying the start. Nice time to get going, get up to the Beltway without any delay and quiet through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could end up with a day where we have no measurable precipitation. Clouds fog in this morning. Areas of drizzle. Cloudy 74 this afternoon, but rain showers coming back in tonight. Thunderstorms possible 62. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 58 in Centerville, 54 in Gaithersburg, 58 degrees in Washington. So what can we expect from today's meeting between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got quite the morning lineup for you. I mean, it's a good day, even though it's raining, and I'm sorry about that. Coming up at 7:05, Allegheny County Commissioner William Valentine on a battle over a display of the Ten Commandments at the courthouse. At 7:35, Stephen Moore about his efforts to help Donald Trump rewrite his tax policy. At 8:15, Congressman Trey Gowdy will join us. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
What do you mean even though it's raining? Does the rain get you down? Does the rain depress you?
Yeah.
This happens to people. You know, there's a study out that shows that, like, in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Portland, they have a higher suicide rate.
Gloom.
Because it's so rainy.
Gloomy.
We should discuss this. This is the 15th straight day or 16th straight
we
day
think
of rain
may be the,
here
we,
in Washington?
Well, there's some question. We think it's the 16th day.
We need to discuss this later in the program, I think, whether rainy days actually make you depressed. I love the rain.
You know, rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
I'm thrilled with the rain, and we need to embrace it because we have no control of it. Embrace the things that God gives us because they are a gift from God, even if you don't know why we're getting it.
And I come from Texas where they tell us one thing each and every year, never curse the rain.
There it
is. You never know when it's going to come again.
Blame it on the rain, perhaps. So we'll get into that later on in the program. But first, let's turn to the idea of your summer travel because you're starting to plan your summer vacations and an airline might be involved. An airport will be involved, and that means the TSA check-in is being involved. And we talked about this about 2 weeks ago, that the lines are already reaching a point where travelers are hitting the breaking point. The lines have nearly doubled over the last couple of months in certain airports like Atlanta, Chicago, and Washington Reagan actually has recorded some major, major longer delays than usual. And a lot of people have different ideas as to how they can solve that problem. I'll tell you a horrible idea that the U.S. Senate, well, I shouldn't say the whole Senate, but two senators, I'll jump right to the chase here. They're Democrats. They say airlines should stop charging passengers for checking their bags in, and that will solve the problem at TSA. Now, let's just make this the jumping off point here. Really? You really think that's the problem here? Are you avoiding checking in your bag and therefore standing in longer lines because everyone's taking their bags through TSA? Are you doing that because of the $20 or $25 fee that they're going to charge you? Is that what's stopping you? And is the solution to have the federal government force these private airlines to lift that fee? What do you think? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Personally, that's not the reason. I don't even have to pay the fee because I've traveled so much, they don't charge me. I don't check in the bag because I don't want to wait an extra hour at the airport when I get there to get my bag off the carousel.
Yeah, that's right.
If I'm lucky enough to have my bag make it to the carousel and it hasn't gotten lost. It's so typical for a U.S. senator. You know, the U.S. Senate and the U.S. government created the TSA, forced the TSA on the airlines, hired the TSA employees, who oftentimes they're doing their best, but they're not the best, forced the policies onto the TSA that make these long lines as unbearable as they are. And then, of course, when it becomes a problem, instead of changing the own thing that they've created, they force the airlines to change their policies and their revenue. So typical of the government. Of course, that's not the solution. There's a lot of good ideas floating around here. I'll flow some out to you, but let's negate this one immediately.
Well, listen, I don't pay bag fees because, by and large, most of the time, about 90% of my flying is on Southwest Airlines, which doesn't charge for the first two bags. So I don't, even if I check a bag, which I don't always do, that I don't have to pay. So, you know, that doesn't bother me. And I'm like you.
Well, but hold on, if I may, I'm sorry, because that you're making So if you're in, usually like a BWI, that one check-in place, it's almost everybody is Southwest, right?
Right.
Are people, does no one have a bag?
No, people have bags.
But there's no charge.
I know. But I mean,
that's the point, isn't it?
And I would say to you that most of the time, I was going to agree with you, I carry a bag on with me simply because I want to get off the plane and go when I get there.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit around and wait on, you know, the baggage handlers who are going to monkey around with my bag anyway and beat it up and tear it up. I'm not going to sit around and wait on them if I can put a few things into a little carry-on and move on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't do it. But here's the real problem. The problem is that Congress is responsible for oversight of the TSA. Congress allowed the TSA to let a lot of their people go. And this is the problem. They let a lot of their people go, and they downsized based on this idea that, well, there's going to be so many people who enrolled in the TSA pre-program, which, by the way, is an excellent program, but I mean, they're going to let everybody enroll in that. And then when that didn't happen, then the TSA said, well, we're going to selectively allow some people to get TSA pre-approval, even if they haven't gone through the entire process, and so we selectively do that. Well, and then they quit doing that. So now all of a sudden, people are not enrolling in TSA pre. They're not allowed because of some securities concerns that have arisen to selectively hand that out anymore to a lot of people. And so now they have gotten rid of all their people when they need their people. Congress is responsible for the oversight of the TSA. Let's get them in the hearing room and explain themselves and ask them what they're going to do to fix the problem.
Yeah, no, this is the whole point. These two Democrats, their solution to fix the problem is to force the airlines to change their policies. They're not looking at themselves. So do you have some ideas? And by the way, there's a major city in America whose airports are now threatening to drop the TSA and privatize it. Yeah, they can do this, and they've got some ideas already about how they can make it go more efficiently. They're testing them out. I'll tell you about that in a minute, but we want to hear your ideas. David in the district, you're on WMAL. What do you think of this, David?
Hey, David.
Well, you know, I can't wait to vote for Bernie because then we're going to get free airfare, right?
Well, that's right. There won't be a charge for your bags or even for your airline ticket.
Yeah, the airlines will be nationalized.
I do like the fact that they're talking about privatizing it, and they will probably do a better job than the government ever can.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you. And listen, there are a lot of people will freak out about this, but let me tell you, David, exactly who's doing this, believe it or not. It's the Port Authority of New York City. So the Port Authority of New York handles the three major airports there, JFK, Newark, and LaGuardia. And they have actually sent a letter to the TSA saying, hey, you fix your policies here, or we're going to drop you. And airports can do this. They can privatize it if they want to. They don't have to use the TSA. And they've already come up with a couple of partnerships with the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, which is actually, I think, the second busiest, or maybe even the busiest now in America. They've come up with a new partnership here to figure out better passenger screening. It's called iLines or Innovation Lines. And here's what happens. Baggage bins automatically move to a separate conveyor belt if a TSA agent IDs them as suspicious. Now, this is a major deal. How many times have you been standing in line there at the conveyor belt, and the guy who's screening there in the radar, he's flagged something? in a bag, right? And
right.
it needs additional screening.
Right.
And everything stops. Everything stops. Nobody moves. He pulls the bag out. No more bags go down the conveyor belt. He waves his hand up, and he's got to wait for another baggage right. handler to see him, or a TSA agent to see him. Everyone's standing there staring. Everybody's waiting. Nobody's moving. And until finally somebody comes and takes the bag, identifies the passenger, and says, okay, come with me. We got to go through your bags. Nothing else can happen. Why does it have to be that way? Why can't, okay, we flagged a bag. Fine. Go over here. Move it at separate conveyor belt. That's one thing they're already doing. There's another one. Baggage bins automatically recirculate after they move through the security machine, so you don't have to worry about somebody standing. There's somebody standing there at TSA right now whose entire job is to stack a bin.
Right.
Take the bin, stack it, and then move it around. And then, so now they're doing a thing where it automatically recirculates. The bins are like attached to the conveyor belt, and then it just keeps going.
Wow.
And you just fill it in.
That's
it's
a great idea.
Of course it is. And private industry would do these things in a second. Any person right. in private industry who looks at the process of TSA would look at it
and say, hey, I can make that better.
Of course they yeah. could. But what's the Senate doing? Airlines, you've got to drop your
yeah,
baggage
that's
fees.
Right.
That's the problem.
That's wrong.
All right. We want your brilliant ideas on how we can make these lines go faster. There were two right
I can
there
tell that you're
up.
Very passionate about this
I
issue.
I hate the process. I love, listen, I don't have a problem with being screened. I'm glad that they're trying to keep us safe, and I really do believe TSC keeps us safe, but they could be doing it better. And it drives me nuts when the government who created this problem then says the solution to the problem is to force private businesses to change their policies.
Right,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, your call's coming up, 888-630 WMAL. A little coffee this morning.
I can
it's
tell.
It's 5:15 yeah. now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes or so on the fives. Jamie Whitten is all loaded up with coffee as well in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank goodness yours was decaf, Larry.
All
right. Let's get around the region. And foggy conditions, really. So be careful as you do head out and about this morning. Just allow yourself some extra time so you're not in a rush. Virginia, Interstate 95. I'm checking out the cameras as well as I can see here. Northbound heading past 610 because building delays quickly through this stretch. No reported problems, but keep alert because suddenly you're hitting the brakes pretty hard here at northbound on I-95 near 610. Beyond that, though, no problems up through to the Beltway. 395 quiet. They finished that road work on time. Before 5 o'clock, everything wrapped up northbound from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 270, seeing a little bit of the stop and go in the Hyattstown area as you pass 109. And the Beltway topside looks good, too, with that road work wrapped up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's pretty moody out there right now. Fog and drizzly this morning. But then it's going to clear up. It'll be cloudy today. But the rain should stop. High around 74 degrees today. Tonight, we'll have rain showers once the sun goes down. Thunder possible overnight, low 62. And then tomorrow, more rain. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Then cloudy in the afternoon with thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Tomorrow's high, 76 degrees. Right now, 58 degrees in the nation's capital. How's that arc coming along, Brian?
Yeah, I'm telling
that
you
were working on it in your backyard.
It's
5:17 on WMAL.
Tonight on ABC 7, 7 on Your Side investigates why some local officers aren't paying their speeding tickets. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Eric in the district, you're next up on WMAL. The U.S. Senate wants to look at these TSA lines and their solution. Oh, everything TSA is doing is fine. Let's have the airlines change their policies. What do you say, Eric?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, I understand that they're putting out a bid for to build a space needle over here for us, too.
A space needle? Oh, you,
yeah.
Oh, you, because of the rain. That's right. We
oh,
are
I gotcha.
We are Seattle on the Potomac.
Yeah, I understand that the Google machine, that there's been an increase in the search for the term qubit.
For the Ark building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
So, hey, the reason that the TSA is so slow is because of governmentium. It's also known as administratium in science circles. It is the heaviest, most cumbersome, and slowest, most burdensome material known to man. Everything the government touches, government deal.
That's right. You're right. I hate to say it about this because I really do respect the people who work at TSA for the most part. But they are burdened by some pretty inefficient policies that have been laid down there, Eric. And you can tell it's nobody who's ever worked in private industry managing these things.
Yeah, the same kind of people that run the post office and the DMV.
Yes.
And we all know how
yeah,
fast exactly. they are. And the VA.
Thank you. And the VA. Exactly. Thank you, Eric. And, of course,
yep,
no, nobody ever gets fired. Well said. And you know, just a pet peeve. I always,
yeah.
because the TSA agents do get a bum rap. And, by the way, can I just remind everybody, this was all all foreseen. I remember the arguments over the installation of the TSA. And remember, the Democrats insisted that it would be a unionized thing. You know, only the Democrats could see airport security as a jobs incentive program. And there was a big fight in the formation of the Homeland Security Department. And I remember George Bush was sort of dragged into it by Joe Lieberman. But they did it, and they created this giant behemoth. Mm-hmm. One of my pet peeves that I do have about the TSA agents, and it really bothers me, is as I'm standing in that line waiting to get through, and they're supposedly screening, could we please have a moratorium on TSA agents on the job in uniform while they're screening, turning to their buddy and say, so what time's your break? When do you get off? No, I haven't taken my break yet.
Yeah, I know.
You need to get out. No, if you take your break now, then I'm going to have to take my break later.
You do. They do, after a while, tend to forget that we're there listening.
Yeah.
And they say things, sometimes you go, really?
It doesn't instill confidence.
No, it doesn't.
No, and it makes you feel like it's exactly the conversation that happens when I'm at Giant and I'm checking out my groceries.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I want my TSA agents who are screening for deadly weapons and terrorist activity to be a step above the brilliant cashiers at Giant.
Yeah.
Sam in Woodbridge, you're next up on WMAL. How do we make these lines go faster?
Pajamas.
I beg your pardon?
Pajamas. Either that or Chairman Mao coveralls. Because, you know, we like to talk down about millennials, but they broke the code. They show up to the airport in their pajamas and slippers. They go through the line with no issues because they got nothing to take off. They got no belt. They got no shoes. They got no grandma that says, oh, I only fly once every 10 years, so I didn't know what I had to do. In my experiences, that's what really slows things down, is people that are clueless as to what the requirements are going through the line. So my solution, pajamas.
Everyone wears pajamas.
Yeah, listen,
right,
if you have a choice, never get in, after you go through the first checkpoint and they look at your driver's license and they send you through, and there's several that you can choose.
Oh, yeah, then you play line roulette. Yeah,
well,
you got to figure out which one.
You never get behind a family with kids.
Yeah.
You never get behind old people. I mean, come on. You have some control over this. I mean, there's a whole list of things that you never do. You never get behind somebody who looks like they travel once in a millennia.
You know, having a family line would be a really interesting idea.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's sort of, but we're not allowed to discriminate.
All the families over here, right?
Yeah, but I'll just so you know, if you're stuck behind me and my four kids going through
bam,
TSA,
bam, bam.
Oh, we've got it down to a science.
You breeze through, do you?
Family. We really do.
Yeah.
My kids have been traveling. They fly at least twice a year, and they know what to do. I've got them well trained.
Yeah, my daughter usually gets through a lot easier than I do for some reason.
Well, there are a couple of
more. By the
way,
wear flip-flops. This is one of the great things. In the summer, wear flip-flops.
I don't like sitting next to that guy with the feet.
Yeah,
I don't like saying no. But I do have some more ideas. There's more ideas floating out there. We'd love your ideas too. I've got one it has to do with clothing, and I'll tell you about it in a moment. Plus your ideas. How do we make these TSA lines shorter? It's 522 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653 consumeraccess.org.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, northbound as you come through Stafford, passing 610. Looks like we had a minor crash there. Please stay over to the shoulder. Now, once you get beyond there, next set of delays you'll hit through Dale City toward the Occoquan and then up to the Beltway. Wonderful. No problems in through Annandale. If you're heading over the Wilson Bridge, that looks good. One of the situations that we had this morning dealing with some foggy conditions, so be careful as you head out and about. 270, heavy past Route 80, off and on down toward Clarksburg. You're hitting those brake lights, so be careful up ahead of you. You will have some cars in front of you. 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 29 down to the Beltway. Looks good. Hey, D.C., we have you covered. Coming off of 50 and the BW Parkway onto New York Avenue, D.C. 295. Good. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog thick in spots this morning, but we may not have measurable rainfall. We've got the clouds in, the fog, patchy drizzle. This afternoon, overcast, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 526 on WMAL. Talking about these two senators. I should name them, shouldn't I? Because they're... Oh, I already did. Massachusetts, Markey, and... Connecticut's Blumenthal saying, yeah, we got a problem with these TSA lines. Big problem, really is, and especially facing the summer travel season, it's going to be even worse. And so the solution is to force airlines to stop charging for baggage check-in fees because that's what's causing the problem. I don't know anybody who takes a carry-on bag. Literally, and I know this is a blanket statement. I know no one who takes a carry-on bag onto the airline or onto the airplane solely so that they can avoid that $25 fee. The reason they do it is for convenience. The reason they do it is they want their bag with them and they want to be able to get off that plane.
I agree.
I can't. So this is a stupid idea, but there are things that we could do. And here's my last suggestion for people. You got to take your shoes and your belt off, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to take your outer jacket off, don't you?
Right.
And then when you go through the scanner, you go and pick up your bin that has your shoes and your belt and your jacket, don't mm-hmm. you?
Right.
Take the bin, walk away from the line, go over to the bench, and then get dressed.
Right.
Don't stand there at the conveyor belt putting your little boots on and trying to put your belt on because there are people behind you waiting to get their
stuff.
That's
right.
That's not the dressing area. See, no. I've already, right there, I've done more than these two senators will ever do.
That's right. You have solved all of the problems that the senators were trying to do by simply trying to order business to conduct their business in a certain way.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah,
it's 528 on WMAL.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter Sarah continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you
thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When you get a speeding ticket, you gotta pay. But when some area cops get tickets, well,
it seemed very rigged.
7 on Your Side I-Team investigator Chris Pabst found out how many officers wiggle their way out of paying, and by how much.
Do you see why this would make people mad?
How can we enforce the law when we don't obey the law?
So why do police get special treatment?
Fair or not, it is our system of judgment.
On duty, off limits. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Coming up, Hillary Clinton going after the tinfoil hat-wearing vote. We'll tell you all about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The problems keep piling on for Metro. Federal transportation officials have now ordered immediate repairs to specific portions of the Metro Rail system to reduce the risk of fire and smoke. The directive from the Federal Transit Administration affects three track segments. It comes less than a week after General Manager Paul Wiedefeld unveiled his Safe Track program. It's a big day for the Republican Party. The big question, will today's meeting between the presidential nominee and the House Speaker lead to party unity?
Today might be the day that finally gives us our best indication so far. This is the day when Donald Trump is going to be traveling to Washington to meet face-to-face with House Speaker Paul Ryan. That's after the House Speaker said he wasn't quite ready to fall in line and endorse Donald Trump. Now, he's said since then that the two just kind of need to get to know each other a little bit. Today will be an opportunity for them to do that.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Donald Trump's income taxes are now becoming an issue.
While speaking to a crowd in South Jersey, Hillary Clinton took a swipe at Donald Trump for not releasing his tax returns.
My husband and I have released 33 years of tax returns. We got 8 years on our website right now.
A few hours later, Governor Chris Christie held his first press availability since being named the chair of Trump's transition team.
I find it ironic that Hillary Clinton is talking about transparency to anyone, given that she had her own email server.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Trial begins in Baltimore today for another of the police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Officer Edward Nero has requested a trial by judge instead of by jury. The trial was postponed from its original February starting date over whether another accused officer would be forced to testify for the prosecution. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,711, the NASDAQ at 4761. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 20 as the Nats beat his old team, the Tigers. The Orioles beat Minnesota for their fourth straight win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local seven-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend neck and shoulder pain on Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or visit rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-705-2855. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-705-2855. That's 1-800-705-2855.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading out of Greenbelt, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you extend inside the Beltway, I'm seeing delays starting to form here as you head southbound toward 410. Nothing reported along the way, but an unusual stop-and-go delay starting to form. On 270, have the normal delays through Urbana and down past the exit for 109. Foggy conditions, so allow extra time, extra break distance this morning. Beltway checks out fine. Maryland and Virginia. Virginia on Interstate 95 hit the tie-ups through Stafford toward Aquia past 610. Along the way, we had a minor crash to the shoulder. Dale City to Woodbridge, next set of delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, visibility down with the fog and drizzle this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 74. Tonight, rain showers roll in, maybe some thunderstorms, 62. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 57 in Stafford, 55 in Germantown, 58 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, where we rejoice, celebrate, and give thanks to the rejuvenating, life-giving rain that God has bestowed upon our area.
I'm over it.
Bring it on. We will not allow that rain to bring us down. No, sir. No, siree. 7:05, we're going to speak with the county commissioner of Allegheny County about a controversy over a Ten Commandments monument up there. 7:35 brings us economist Steve Moore, who's going to be working on Donald Trump's tax plan. At 8:15, Congressman Trey Gowdy, chairman of the Benghazi Select Committee, on the latest in that investigation. It is still in the news. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN, gives us his insight into today's big kumbaya between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. Boy, that's a loaded morning. Keep it right here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The truth is out there, and Hillary Clinton wants to share it with you. Now, I'm just saying, Hillary Clinton is officially on record as saying that if she becomes the president of the United States, she will actually release information about what really goes on at Area 51 out in the Nevada desert. I mean, she said, I want people to know that, and I'm willing to release that information. This came up yesterday at the White House briefing room, where someone had the... Well, you're not going to hear this just anywhere. I mean, because it's the mainstream media buries this kind of information. I'm just telling you. But somebody asked, is the president, the current president, Barack Obama, interested in trying to beat Hillary to the punch and provide the American people with real documentation and real information about what really happens and what really goes on at Area 51? And Josh Earnest said, well, strangely, I don't have an Area 51 tab in my briefing book. But he says, look, I don't have any indication that the president is intending to do this. I'm not sure whether he's reviewed any government files on extraterrestrial life forms. It may be because some people suspect he is an extraterrestrial. I'm just saying.
Do we have the name of the reporter from WorldNet Daily or InfoWars that asked this question?
I don't know who asked the question. I don't know. But it was asked yesterday, and the president said, you know, I mean, apparently the president's spokesman said, I don't think the president's going to. So that leads us, if you really want to know what goes on at Area 51, that leaves it up to Hillary Clinton, who will apparently say, she's talked about this before.
Actually, but I think it leaves it up to you. Yes, oh, yeah. You, sir, behind your wheel.
Should they be released? I mean,
what
that's the question.
What do you think is in the Area 51 files? What do you think? 888-630-WMAO, what do you think is in those files?
I don't think there's much in the Area 51 files, but I want to know what happened at Roswell. That's what I still want to know. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, the more you read about Roswell...
Well, where are you reading it?
Well, I mean, you read it in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But the more you read about Roswell, is there some stuff there that just doesn't quite add up?
Yeah, maybe Ted Cruz's dad was involved.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know,
but I want to know what happened in Roswell 47. I don't care so much about what happened at Area 51.
Okay. Seriously, and I always hate to take this approach when we discuss things like this, because I think that it's not appealing to have one of the co-hosts of this program say, I really don't care. But I don't care about aliens. Aliens do not fascinate
really?
Me the way they fascinate everybody else. Yes, why are you acting surprised? I've been saying this for over three
Everybody
years.
Everybody wants to know.
No, they don't. Yeah, whether there is life on another planet, it makes no difference to me. And whether they visited us, it makes no difference to me. It only makes a difference to me if they have a weapon that I can't combat against. Well, that's the only thing. And frankly, that's not going to make a difference to me either.
There have been some scientists who said we should not try to reach out to alien races because they could probably destroy us.
Of course. But what?
I was going to say, Hillary did talk about this recently on Jimmy Kimmel, and she was talking about, you know, the recent discoveries in science that have found a great number of, is that Bill Clinton? I'm sorry. Bill Clinton talking about the number of planets that have been discovered in recent years that could theoretically sustain life.
Okay.
And he told Jimmy Kimmel this.
Just in the last 2 years, more than 20 planets have been identified outside our solar system that seem to be far enough away from their suns and dense enough that they might be able to support some form of life. So it makes it increasingly less likely that we're alone.
Oh, you're trying to give me a hint that there are aliens.
No, I'm trying to tell you I don't know.
Oh.
But if we were visited someday, I wouldn't be surprised. I just hope that it's not like Independence Day.
All right. So here's the thing. Let's talk about the politics of this for a minute. First of all, Donald Trump should just say, okay, you know, this tells you how unserious this woman is, if she wants to be.
Right.
Everyone's making fun of me, saying I'm not a serious candidate. She's really making Area 51 an issue today in the news cycle. Let's get to serious things, because I'm going to make America great again. But beyond that, isn't this a completely irresponsible and disqualifying thing?
Why would it be?
Because she doesn't know what's in the Area 51 files. So she is promising the American people that she will release the Area 51 files, and the Area 51 files could very well have top secret weapons investigation and weapons experimentation data in them. She shouldn't promise to release something when she doesn't even know what she's releasing. And by the way, her own husband was president, and he didn't release them.
No.
So you know, clearly
he did look. By the way, he apparently has asked,
and he said this shouldn't be released.
Yeah.
So I think it's completely irresponsible for her to promise this without actually knowing what is in the information. And it's another reason why she can't be trusted as president.
Okay. By the way,
for her to suggest that she's going to be the president of transparency and releasing information is pretty rich, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, she's the person who kept a private server and kept any FOIA requests from seeing her emails, and yet now she's going to be the one that's going to open up secrets?
All right. So, by the way, the president was once on Jimmy Kimmel, and he said that, you know...
Oh, my God. Why is Jimmy Kimmel...
Jimmy Kimmel is the guy who is asking the questions.
Okay.
He is the only guy out there who will ask the hard questions about Area 51.
And what did Barack Obama say?
He said basically that, I can't reveal that to you because the aliens would not like it, and they control our lives in every way.
Okay. But seriously, I think she shouldn't have done this. I think it's wrong. Isn't Area 51 a military?
Isn't it a military base? I don't think that she's talking about revealing the latest weapon systems that might be tested there. I think she's talking about releasing information about if there were any aliens ever kept there. Alien technology kept there. Because we all know that's where it was reverse engineered.
Let's just remember who has made this presidential campaign a cartoon sideshow.
All right.
And you acting like you're taking this seriously doesn't help, Mr. Wilson.
Listen, answer a few questions for me about Roswell and we're all good. That's all I'm saying.
543 on WMAO.
It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this Earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Yesterday at the Pentagon, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, hosted DARPA Demo Day 2016. This gave the Defense Department community an up-close look at the agency's portfolio of innovative technologies and military systems. For nearly six decades, DARPA has played a pivotal role in DoD's science and technology community. Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job, certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's a little bit foggy, too, so be careful, please. So we've had enough rain. Now we have the fog to deal with. So out and about this morning, seeing delays on 270 as you head south through Urbana down toward Clarksburg, but nothing reported along the way. Heading out of Greenbelt on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a little bit below speed. What happened was there was a traffic stop just inside the Beltway, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, before you get to 410. That's why we have that bit of congestion. 50 delays, just starting to get a little bit slow inside the Beltway, approaching that exit merge, whether you would continue onto New York Avenue or Kenilworth, DC 295 South, with travel lanes open. 95 Virginia, Stafford to Aquia, passing 610, hitting the brakes pretty hard there. Had an incident along the way, moved to the shoulder, Dale City to Woodbridge. Here we come, 66, a little bit of volume in Manassas, getting up to the Beltway. You know that routine, 28, stop and go through the signal lights, heading up through to Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog thickens spots this morning, but we may not have measurable rainfall. We've got the clouds in, the fog, patchy drizzle this afternoon, overcast. 74, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
All right, so all this silliness about Area 51 aside.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
As I was saying, all this silliness about Area 51 aside, there is another place where we can't seem to get the truth. And it has to do with the investigation into what happened the night of the Benghazi attacks. And there was a new development in this story that was revealed last night on the Fox News channel. They actually have a witness who speaks from the shadows, voice altered, in a silhouette interview, who says, I was at Aviano, and we had planes ready to go. And we sat there, and we sat there. And we could have been there, at least in a position to stop the second attack. And so, but we didn't move. Excuse me, I'm sorry, a little clogged up this morning.
No, it was a very compelling story.
It was a very compelling story, and he says, we didn't move. We could have been there in 3 hours. We couldn't have stopped the initial attack, but we could have had an impact on the second attack where people died. Here's a little bit of that interview on Fox News.
They raced to the field and were quickly briefed as planes were armed and prepared to launch.
There were people everywhere. That flight line was full of people, and we were all ready to go. All of us.
But according to the controversial State Department Accountability Review Board investigation, interagency response to Benghazi was, quote, timely and appropriate, something our source vehemently denies. His squadron was stationed at Aviano Air Base in northeastern Italy, and according to men who were there, could have easily flown to Naval Air Station Sigonella in Sicily and then on to Benghazi.
I definitely believe that our aircraft could have taken off and got there in a timely manner. Maybe 3 hours at the most, in order to basically at least stop that second mortar attack and have those guys running for the hills and basically save lives that day.
Yeah, and there it is. I mean, he says we could have hot-fueled in Sicily, and we could have been there in 3 hours.
Are we ever going to get to this truth? I mean, hopefully we'll ask Trey Gowdy, of course, the chairman of the Benghazi committee today at 8:15. I'm shocked at this, though. John Podesta, one of the top advisors to Hillary Clinton, has actually said, telling CNN, I've talked to the secretary about it, and if she's elected president, when she gets into office, she'll ask for as many records as the United States federal government has to be declassified, and I think that's a commitment that she intends to keep, and I intend to hold her to it. He went on to say the American people can handle the truth. Oh, I'm sorry. He was talking about Area 51, not about Benghazi. Okay, I'm so sorry. But that tells you what their priorities are. Yeah. Hillary Clinton doesn't want the truth out there.
No, she does not want the truth out there.
Absolutely, somebody told the Pentagon, no. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't go after them. Don't help them out.
The guy says we were there. We were ready. All we wanted was somebody to say go, and we would have gone, and we would have been there, and they didn't call. By the way, the FBI director says he's feeling some pressure to finish up this report and to do it well. He also says some people have called this a security inquiry.
That's, some people? No, no.
That's Hillary's. That's
there
Hillary.
Is a security inquiry going on.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's Hillary calling it.
It's not an inquiry. He says it's an investigation.
Yeah, we're the FBI. We don't do security inquiries. We investigate.
Here's El Rushbo, 551.
You know, political correctness is not just a problem here. It's a problem everywhere in the West. You won't believe how deeply it's infected Great Britain. The Greater Manchester Police Department recently conducted a terror exercise, a mock suicide bombing. At least 800 volunteers were used to act out terror scenario at the Trafford Centre, a huge indoor shopping complex. The whole thing was captured on video for training purposes. An actor playing the part of a terrorist suicide bomber is seen on video running into the place and shouting Allahu Akbar before pretending to detonate what was basically a firecracker. Now, even though his device was fake, the enactment created a very real explosion in the politically correct universe. Gary Schuin, assistant chief constable of the Manchester Cops, was sent out to fall on the sword and apologize profusely. He admitted the terror exercise was based on real suicide attacks from ISIS-type groups, but he said it was unacceptable to use the phrase Allahu Akbar because it was wrong to link terror with Islam. The assistant chief constable said the department was sorry for the offense this has caused. Now, real radical Islamic terrorists have committed enough terror attacks that governments have to prepare for them. But using the real phrase that real Islamic terrorists always use before the attack, well, no, that's offensive. Must be apologized for. Political correctness has gone wild. It has morphed into utter madness, and we're paying a greater price for it than anybody really knows.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, Memorial Day is coming up. It's our chance to honor those who have served our country. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are stepping up for the third year in a row with the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. away. This year is special because Mahindra is giving away their all-new utility vehicle, the Impact XTV 750S Camo Edition. The Mahindra Impact will go to someone special who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. To nominate somebody, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. My thanks to Mahindra, makers of the world's number one selling tractor, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 29, 2016. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton. Or visit cecilstractors.com.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Does that sound like you? Well, if you want to look in the mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today is your lucky day. Chamonix has extended their Mother's Day super sale just for you. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets those bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. I love Genucel, and I love that they stand behind their product and offer guarantees just like that. Now, during Chamonix's extended Mother's Day sale, they're going to double your order of Genucel absolutely free. But it gets better. Call now, and Chamonix's going to throw in their best-selling La Sance neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours free when you try Genucel today. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry now. This sale's going to be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
D. Gordon.
And that's an easy stand-up triple for him.
Faster than a speeding bullet. Wilson Ramos.
Good jump by Gordon. Ramos, he's out.
Guns down Gordon in a win over Miami. Art of the Steal versus Caught in the Act. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Baseball great.
It's 555 triple five right here on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's JB Witt in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Sounded like a morning zoo for a moment there, didn't I, Jamie?
No,
sorry about
that.
Hey, triple five.
It's great. I love it. All right. Enjoying a nice mellow start to this commute around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Love that. 66. Here we come with that volume as you push out of Gainesville, heading in toward the Manassas interchanges and up towards Centerville. But nothing reported along the way. 95, the same drill through Stafford and Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge with brake lights. Great time to get going on 395. No delay from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge and quiet over the 11th Street Bridge each direction on the freeway. Quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog thickens spots this morning, but we may not have measurable rainfall. We've got the clouds in, the fog, patchy drizzle this afternoon, overcast. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 56 degrees at 5:56.
Hey, with all of this rain we've had, have you heard that familiar sound of water lapping over the sides of your clogged gutters, splatting on the ground outside your window? That's a serious problem. That may actually be the sound of your home's foundation being damaged or soil being eroded. You need LeafGuard, the one-piece covered gutter system perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters do not clog. If they did, which they won't, you can rest assured they carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. Now, if you've been thinking about installing the LeafGuard system on your home, I want you to pay really close attention. A special offer. This month, get 75% off labor and a $200 Visa gift card with a qualifying purchase. If you've ever thought about making the purchase, I'm promising you, you won't get a better deal than this one. GuttersMaryland.com. That's where you go to schedule your free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate online today. GuttersMaryland.com. That's GuttersMaryland.com.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable. I had a big fear of the dentist, but for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I want to tell you about Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. First of all, most importantly, they're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear, and honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. Everything is talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk walk you through your visit every step of the way. And since May is National Military Appreciation Month, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all and nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, sleep, dream, smile.
Every spring, something amazing happens. Suddenly, we feel energized, inspired, and motivated to give the house a good cleaning. So go with that feeling and let Zip save you a tidy sum on cleaning your household items and more. While some dry cleaners charge $40 for comforters and bedspreads, you'll only pay $19.99 at Zips. And we'll clean your duvet covers and blankets for $14.99 and pillow shams for just $3.99. With savings of 60% or more, our spring cleaning prices leave other dry cleaners in the dust. We'll also dry clean and press any garment for just $2.29 using the same quality process as full-price dry cleaners. And we'll always treat your items with care and attention. So crack open the windows, clean up the house, and get rid of the stuff you don't need, starting with overpriced dry cleaners. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes and more with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 42 locations or go to 321zips.com.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Susan from California.
Being an EMT and a triathlete, I wouldn't be able to do it without Zim's Max Freeze.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Every day I'm very grateful to have my Zim's Max Freeze. I love your product. I don't know what I would be doing right now without it, honestly.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAL,
the case of the Chevy Chase chickens. Some people want chickens in their neighborhood. How do you feel about that? Would you want a chicken living next to you?
And do millennials not really know who Bill and Hillary Clinton are? And once they learn,